you turn with me to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Not 2 Corinthians, but 2 Chronicles. It's in the Old Testament. Solomon was building this magnificent temple. Hired a lot of people to do it. Scripture tells us that he hired 70,000 men to just carry the loads, 80,000 men to quarry the rocks, 3,600 just to supervise. It's a lot of chiefs. But as we come to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, what we see is far more than just a building. The thoughts are that if we build something grand and marvelous, that certainly the eyes of God will be upon that place. But God is reminding Solomon, it's not your building that causes my eyes to focus on you. His statement, if you back up into chapter 6 with me, Solomon declares, but will God indeed dwell with mankind on earth? Verse 18, behold, heaven and the highest of heaven cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I built. Well, there's a realization that we could really never build anything that would cause God's eyes to fall upon that structure. What does God look at? Well, we read this marvelous passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's palace and successfully completed all that he had planned on doing in the house of the Lord and in his place. And the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, I have heard your prayer. I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. As you go on a little bit further in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, but if you don't, if you forsake my ways, if you forsake my commandments, verse 19, then, verse 20, I will uproot you from my land, which I have given you, and this house, which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all the people. As for this house, which was exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? And they will say, because they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers. God is looking for a humble heart. Many years later, he will find it. And Mary will declare in Luke chapter 1, verse 48, the Lord has had regard for my humble state. God has opposed the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. You want the blessings of God? You want the healing of God? You want God to hear you? Doesn't take a great building. It just takes a humble heart. Father, we come before you today and we realize the power of just humbling ourselves before you. That of all things upon the earth, that's what you're looking for. And how marvelous it is that if we will but humble ourselves, you will hear us and heal. Today we come before you with a humble heart, bringing before you our needs, our desires, and our longings. In Jesus' name, amen.